This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
So, Air Supply is in town. A week from Saturday, they're going to be the Ameristar.
I joined their fan club.
You are their fan club.
Oh, Scott, let me tell you, that place will be packed with women my age who are all screaming those lyrics right back at the band.
Will they be throwing up large balloon-sized underpants?
And can I just tell you all something, because I deal in the truth here on this very program. During the break, I was in the studio, Scott left for a moment, and then he came back, and I was blaring this. I look over, and Scott goes, Mick and Doug!
No, yes. You know.
You were singing every single word.
Because I know Air Supply. You said, making love, and I go, making love.
You participated.
I was singing the background harmony.
Dan, he was leaning straight on into that hit.
Yeah, methinks thou doth protest too much.
Thank Dana wants to take Johnny to see Air Supply.
And again, torture that I do not think he should be subjected to.
I agree. Okay. I think it actually should be a crime.
Yeah.
And I wrote him at 3:10 this afternoon, and I said, on a scale of 1 to 10... How badly do you want to see Air Supply? His response. That depends. Will Dana be singing along?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
To which I responded.
Voraciously.
Yes, and loudly. I need an honest response soon. He wrote back, and I think he's gelling the numbers a little bit here. He wrote back. 5, maybe a 6.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's better than I thought it would be.
He's trying to remain neutral. There's
more. I would happily go, but probably not something I would seek out. Translation.
My good boy.
Translation, may God be with me.
You left out one very critically important fact when you asked him if he would go see Air Supply. Yeah. If you had been honest and said, go see Air Supply, ... at Ameristar.
What does that have anything to do with it?
Oh my gosh, we'll gamble. We'll gamble, do some Air Supply, gamble, go home. It's a great date night.
He's probably waiting for you to ask him.
You're right.
To go.
I'm going to ask him for a proper date. Say, would you like to go see Air Supply with me?
Well, wait, why would he want to lose money and have his ears bleed in the same night?
And let's be honest, masculine.
It's going to be a soft evening. I'm telling you, there are a lot.
There's only going to be one other man. No, there'll be one more man there, and it's going to be Wink Starrett. No. He'll be the only one.
Call him right now. Call him right now.
He'll be the only one.
Call Will Starrett right now. I'm being serious.
Sam, would you be
and
so?
See if he will go with us? And by us, I mean the show. I think we should all go.
What will there be more of, men or oxygen tanks?
My gosh.
Wow.
Sam Stevie.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, I just go on down in front, and that security guard can't even hold me. I go right down front.
Snappers. I think oxygen tanks over men. That's what I think.
Yeah, the security guard can't handle you because he's also 90.
What's also going to be hilarious when Scott goes to this show is how much you're going to love it. Okay. I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
Do you want to play a quick round while we're waiting?
I do.
Basically finish that line?
I do.
Okay. While we're waiting to see if we can get a wink.
Is it making love out of nothing at all?
Nope.
Not making love.
Nope.
Okay.
All right, ready? Yep. Here's a line. You need to finish this lyric, okay, then tell me who it is, and if you can, what song it is.
Okay.
Go, 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 shorty, it's your birthday.
We're going to party like it's your birthday. Going to drink Bacardi like it's your birthday. That's 50 Cent. Yes, it is.
Do you know the name of the song?
It's that song, In the Club.
Wow.
I love that
that's
song.
That's rather
I would
impressive.
Have never gotten that.
I love Go, Go, Go. The beginning of that song, Scott, you would love.
Okay. I know the song. I like it. It don't need money. Don't take fame.
Don't need no credit card to ride this train. That is Huey Lewis. Boom.
Song?
Power of Love.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Wink Sterrett on the KMZ hotline. Wink, good afternoon.
I miss you terribly. How are you?
I miss you both. How are you?
We're doing well. Are you aware that Air Supply is going to be in Kansas City on Saturday, May 17th?
I was not aware of that factoid until about 2.5 seconds ago.
Wink, you got to come into town. We got to go, man. It's one of my all-time favorite shows. I know every word to every song.
Okay. And let me say, I've already seen Air Supply, at least twice, maybe three times.
Okay. I'm right there with you.
And yes, you can't overdo it when it comes to Air Supply.
So they're a perpetual jam, is what you're saying.
Clearly.
Yes, and Scott, you will mock me for saying this.
No.
But Dana, you will probably back me up for saying this. Air Supply rocks much harder in concert than they do on the album.
Dare I say, Wink, that they make all the stadiums rock?
Yes, they do.
If you had to rank, and it's very hard to do this, but if you had to rank the top five all-time greatest Air Supply songs, where would you start? I don't even know where I would start, but I'm going to let you, I'm going to defer to the king of light rock.
I would begin with here, starting at number one and working my way down.
Okay.
I would start with Here I Am. That's Just When I Thought I Was Over You. That's number one.
Mm.
Lost in Love goes to number two.
Ooh, Lost in Love is good.
All Out of Love is three.
Ooh.
And then just mix in everything else because it's, you know.
I mean, even The Nights Are Better, Every Woman in the World.
Right. Yeah, that's probably four and five for me, to be honest.
Okay.
And then you have to put, for me, you have to put Making Love Out of Nothing at All last.
Last.
Okay, now that's one of my favorite songs. Tread Carefully, Wink. Why?
Well, I don't like Jim Steinman.
Okay.
And he's the one who did that. He produced all of Meatloaf's stuff, which I don't like. He produced Total Eclipse of the Heart, which I don't like.
He also destroyed Billy Squire.
That is true, yes. So it's a Jim Steinman thing. I don't know what it is about Jim Steinman records. I don't like him.
No, Wink. You know what I think it is? I think when the drums come in toward the end, it gets a little too hard. That's what I think it is.
I don't think it's that. No, I think you're overthinking it.
Wink, it's been a month of Sundays since we did a jam or no jam. Can I do one song with you, and I'll give you a hint. It is an Air Supply song.
Over the phone is really hard, but I'll give it a shot.
So I'm going to give you, instead of the traditional 0.3 seconds, I'm going to give you a full half a second.
I'm sorry, and it is or is not an Air Supply song?
It is an Air Supply song, and it is a hit.
Will it make all my demons be gone?
And I'm literally going to give you a half a second, okay?
Give me the goods.
Here it comes. Are you ready?
I'll do my best. Oh, Even the Nights Are Better, jam.
Clearly. Together. Oh, it's so good. Since I found you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm telling you, Wink, I'm going to send an email and see if we can't get tickets for the show to go, and I want you to go.
Okay, we'll see what we can make happen.
And then we'll get backstage passes, and I won't know who I'm talking to.
You will know because you'll be making love at that point out of nothing at all.
Well, I hope not.
I don't want to hear about him making love backstage. That's all.
Out of nothing at all?
Simmer down now.
How does one make love out of nothing at all?
Very carefully.
It's a song. Don't read into it.
You know, people love to make fun of Yacht Rock Wink, but those two boys have sold billions of albums.
Well, millions.
Yes. Well, millions, but yes, they have sold quite well. They've done very well for themselves.
And they are still touring, and they still pack those, maybe not stadiums, but Ameristar-ish type venues.
I was going to say, they are the kings of the casino concert. You know it's at a casino if it's Air Supply.
They let that casino rock.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We love you, brother.
We will see you
in the morning.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Talk soon.
Be well. Take care, my friend.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.